Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Great things are in store for those who love Him, who seek Him, who want to know Him. People that are hungry for the Lord can relate to them, people that want to know Him. When He speaks to their hearts, they are receptive. And the Lord can always work with faith. He can do more with a person who will believe Him than many people who are reluctant to believe Him. Wherever there's faith, that's where God can do a mighty work. A work that will be received. A work that will be enjoyed. People who love Him, they can prosper. God can work. There's cooperation. We all need structure. We need foundation. And the Word of God will give us all the structure we need. The Word of God has many blessings in it, so that we can go forward and not backwards, so that we can be true and not false. So we can start something that He can easily continue. Foundation is very important to the handiwork of God. It's not hard for God to bless people who love Him. It's not hard for God to restore people who have drifted when there's faith. It's not hard for God to save people if they'll believe Him. The people that know their God will do the exploits in life. They will do the things that make the most difference. And we all need His handiwork. We need to know Him. We need to understand. We need to seek Him and love His Word. Everything that the Lord has done for us, all the wonderful things that He desires to do in our behalf, He can do those things when we trust Him, when we take Him at His word. We need to know Him, and we need to fear Him, because God is also, just like He loves us, He's also dangerous, and He is set against sin. He's going to destroy sin out of His kingdom. But don't be afraid. He loves us. And He can separate us from our sins. If we want sin out of our lives, He can help us drive it out of our lives. When a person gets saved, they're saved from the wrath of God. That's what we're saved from, and the destruction of sin. We're saved. Our sins are forgiven and washed away. Now we can see we don't want things that's not like God. We desire Him. And then because we don't want sin, we drive it out of our life. We've been given power over it. We've been given power over sin. We can drive it out of our lives at our will. And whatever's a hindrance, God has an answer for it. He can help us drive out the things we don't want in life and receive the blessings of God. Now, sin hardens people's heart against God. And sin is aggravating. Lot's soul was vexed because people did wrong. His soul was vexed By all the fornication and homosexuality and debauchery of that world system. They vexed his soul every day. And it weakened him. The angels had to get him by the hand and take him out of there. His soul was vexed by their hard heart of that world system. And the Lord is mightily moving by His Spirit. Now He can work with those who love Him, those who take Him at His word. The Lord has, He can work through people who love Him. And He can help us all become established in the things of God. The creation of God is good. He has so much to say to His people. And He's going to help us go forward and not backwards. And do the things, the living things. Never look at how things used to be. Look at the Lord. When things go wrong unfavorably, it's not the end of the world because there's no end to God. He can show you how to destroy what's been done against you. He can show you how to rise above the things that have held you back. Now God loves us. He's for us. He's not against us. He'll help us go forward and not backwards. Everything that He does, all the wonderful things He helps us to do in life, He helps us become mighty. He's taking us forward. The last broadcast we talked about how He can help us become durable. Just when you thought everything went downhill, we get up and we go forward. Just when you thought everything was over, the Lord can pick you up and give you a new horizon, a new blessing, new glories to see. And never discount what's next. The Lord is able to, if you reach a chapter in your life, somebody you love may have died, gone on to be with the Lord, and you're here, they're gone, and you miss them. Or your children move out and go to college, or they move out and get married. And you're used to them being around. This is another chapter in your life. This is progression. The Lord is with you now. And He can show you how to pick up your life and enjoy it from this point on. No, you're not used to it. But God is with you now. One of the Psalms said that He puts the destitute in families. See what's ahead. Ask the Lord, what can you do now? You may be used to working, now you retire. This is a new chapter in your life. Whatever you yield to the Lord, He will not waste it. You may have been in ministry a long time. You may have done good things and seen the handiwork of God. Things, circumstances may change. But ask the Lord, what can I do for you now? What is your wisdom for my life now? And you'll be surprised what the Lord can do. Remember, your experiences, you know some things. If you're older in life, you've experienced some things. He has shown you many things. You don't discount what God can do in your life now. He can take your life, He can take this section, this part, this chapter of your life, and make it mighty. Even if you've had many failures. Colonel Sanders started KFC in his 60s, and it became a multi-million dollar franchise. God can take this chapter in your life and make it mighty. He can, though your life may have been weak, though things may not have been the way you wanted, and maybe you had great success, the Lord can take this chapter in your life and make it mighty. What you yield to the Lord, He can take it and make it mighty. I say let Him do it. Watch him. He'll help you grow. He'll help you go forward. He'll take you forward. You'll do great and wonderful things in his name. I love the Lord our God. I like seeing him do things in our lives. I love the handiwork of God. I treasure it. And I know that he can train you for whatever it is he wants to do, or just give you wisdom to do something that maybe at the last minute. He's definitely wise enough. If he can get his people to look at him, if people can just look at the Lord and observe him and believe him, then he can do that mighty work. There's nothing too hard for him. His wisdom is good, folks. And I thank him for it. The Lord is always ready to help his people. And it's according to our faith. Everything is. The ability to believe God for greater things, it stems from receiving his word and believing it, of course. But he's going to help you do it. He's going to show you the way. He's going to show you how you can do greater things. But you have to, it's all about yielding to the Holy Spirit. He can take what you have and multiply it. And he'll help you get to the point where you can believe. It's not all on you. And that's where people have missed it. That's where the best ministers in life have missed it. They were looking at their format, what they can do, their strength. Only the Lord can take you beyond all that and show you a greater way to do whatever it is you want to do. He has something to say. There are things that he can help you do. If you can believe his guidance, if you can believe his, what he's putting in you, what he gives you in your heart. And even today, earlier in Sunday school, in the Fresh Start Breakfast Club, we talked about how if you can receive the gentle guidance of the Holy Spirit, it makes all the difference. And if he ever speaks to you repetitiously, it's to build your faith for something. See, you got to believe God. You got to believe what God is doing in your life. You have to believe. If you can believe what God has given you, if you can believe in your, you have to believe in your assignment from the Lord. An assignment from the Lord is not something that you originated. We can't originate something like that. We receive what he said and we build on it. And like we said in Sunday school, you can listen to it. It's on the same page on today's date. But you have to receive what he's saying and build on it. You have to receive it, continue to believe it, have faith in it, speak it, and act on it. And there's success in it. There's always success attached to faith. Every act of faith has its own future attached to it. And it can be surprising sometimes to us. Now sometimes the assignment of the Lord is something that people have never seen before. It can be new to you. But you got to decide to be in faith about it. The love of God in you motivates you to action. And the Word of God helps you to see things clearly, and you'll be able to see things on a greater. The love of God in you, that's why you have the ability to receive God's Word. Your love motivates you to want more. And as you receive more, you do more. And then when you're strong enough and you receive training, if you can be obedient in faith, That's all the Lord needs. And he can do miracles. He can make the difference. If you can take him at his word, he will and can make the difference. And that's what I want to see happen. And I'm just here to tell you, it's not about what you can do in your own strength, but it's more about what you can do in him. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that is that makes the difference. That gives you the advantage and not Satan. And I thank God for his word. I thank him for all his handiwork, things he do in our lives, the way he helps us go forward. Never look down on yourself. See yourself as God sees you. And whatever the Lord gives you, you can't look at how man will respond to it. That's not a good judgment. It's not. Men can't fathom what God can do. Men can't fathom faith. Their mind won't, they don't, faith begins where the will of God is known. And people don't always receive God's word, so they may not have, even people of faith may not have faith for what God gives you. But if you have faith for it, that's enough. And if you act on it and do it, the Lord will begin a work and continue it until he returns. And people will live. They will do better. And it will work. So when people doubt what God is doing, you don't let it bother you. That's not important. Stay in faith. Stay in active faith. And you will see the handiwork of God. And you'll do it against the grain of the world. Just like fish that swim against the current of the river, you will make it and you will go forward. The enemy is against it, and he uses illusion in people and people's lack of knowledge and lack of understanding. But obedience solves those problems. Your continual obedience to God's word will make the difference. Now, I had to do a shorter broadcast. I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to mightily move in your life. And this chapter of your life will be greater and greater until the day of the Lord's return. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.